Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, talking with Sherrard High School senior Rachel Mackin, involved in a number of activities at Sherrard High School. How are you dealing with this pandemic senior year? What's it been like for you?
Well, obviously there hasn't really been any sports, so I've spent a lot of my time working.
And, you know, this is a perfect segue. You work in the healthcare industry. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got involved.
So I am actually a CNA at Trinity Hospital in Rock Island and at St. Mary Monastery in Rock Island. I got my CNA certification about 2 years ago. I want to be a physician's assistant, and when you go to school, you have to have patient hours, so this is how I'm getting my hours, and it's a really good experience for me.
So you've seen COVID up close and personal, I assume. So what's that been like?
It's been a little weird. I mean, I'm sometimes treating working with COVID patients, and it's just kind of, it's different that I come to school and I talk to people and they hear just what's on the news, but I actually get to see the COVID patients in person.
And then just in terms of, you know, you mentioned want to be a physician's assistant, so you have some schooling ahead of you.
Yeah.
So when did you know that you really wanted to do something like that? I mean, did it start at a young age that you said, hey, man, I really want to work in healthcare?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it started as pretty much all little kids with their veterinarian dreams, but I actually ended up moving over to surgeon and then regular doctor, and I worked my way down to PA because I thought that was probably the best option for me personally. So probably about my freshman year is when I decided PA was the right choice for me.
And already plans are in motion, want to attend Marquette University, so you've already kind of made that choice, so I know that is exciting. But getting back to school, so you've been occupying your time working and then, you know, doing those school duties in the classroom, but you got to be missing some extracurricular stuff. So a competitive cheer kid, tell us how much you're missing that right now.
I'm missing it quite a bit. I miss the stunting and working as a team and being able to go to the competitions and be in the different environments. I mean, that's something that you really can't find anywhere else. We at Sherrard, we started, let's see, the first time we did our competition cheer season was my freshman year. And we do a lot of kind of travel for it. So we go to different competitions, and there's usually a ton of different teams that are there all competing, and there's different categories. So there's varsity categories, there's size categories like small, medium, and large. And so, I mean, you go to these competitions and you get to see all these other teams competing and working together. You get to see everyone doing their own unique stunts, and you get to hear a bunch of different unique cheers, and you get to watch a bunch of fun dances, and everyone just is having a great time. But what I find at the competitions is it's just a whole different category of its own from regular cheerleading. I mean, just the environment, the hard work that goes into it, it can sometimes be a lot. And I know you don't get used to the nervous of being out there on the mat about to start.
Yeah, well, I can tell by you explaining that, Rachel, that this is a kid that loves that. So that's cool. That was perfect how you explained that. Now, this is kind of like, again, competitive cheerleading for dummies. You're talking to me here. I'm the dummy, right? So, is it? If I remember correctly, is it a 3 minute routine or 2 minute routine? What is the time? Because when I think about that, I'm like, when you have that just short of time, everything is so magnified in terms of that pressure. So what is it again when you perform at these competitive cheer events?
So there's a 3 minute cap on the time limit, and so if you go over 3 minutes, you lose points.
And there's a lot of pressure in 3 minutes. Yeah. There's no question about that. All right, before I let you go, So there haven't been public events because of COVID, the pandemic, but you're a kid that has sang the national anthem many times. How much do you miss that, and where did that start at?
Yeah, it is something that I wish I could have ended my senior year doing. I mean, it was always a fun experience to be able to do that, and it's a great honor for my country to be able to sing that national anthem because it's our song. But it was just, I got started because when I was younger, I did a lot of pageants. I don't do them as much anymore, but my talent in pageants was singing, and I don't know, I sang a couple national anthems for other events before, and we just kind of thought it'd be fun to try it at my school, and it'd be good practice for me for next pageants, and it just became something that I really enjoyed doing.
You do a great job. I know, being over at some Sherrard events, I've seen you do that, and that's awesome. So, have we covered everything, right? You work in the healthcare industry. We talk competitive cheerleading. We talk national anthem. Did I forget anything?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, you have a great senior year. We hope you get some competitive cheerleading in, and we hope to see you maybe singing a national anthem at an event. That'd be great. And then we wish you the best of luck, and I knew doing a great job working in the healthcare industry, and good luck at Marquette next school year.
Thanks.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.